स्थानाय बारी मधुरम नौपाटलानी कर्पूरवासित तरम तरलाक्ष दत्वा। काले कदा तो मया आचमनीय दत्त काष्ठादिकं प्रणयतः परम अर्पणीयं जुग्मकम्। ऑर्डिनरी मीनिंग इज दिस दैट ओ तरलाक्षी हूज आईज आर सो मच तरल चंचल
restless
not restless only
moving
taral means like water means full of fear also it may be thinking the past times of Krishna, this has occurred before, and now she is remembering this past time. He wants to see Krishna in that stage, and remembering the past time, her eyes is full of tears. So Taralakshi. ओ तरलाक्षी राधिके विल आई हैव एनी ऑफ दिस फॉर्चून दैट आमी दैट व्हेन यू हैव टेकन योर मिल कृष्णा व्हाट रेमिनेंट and everything is he has taken everything then after taking anything the wash hands and mouth and clear or teeth is etc so she is praying Srimati Radhika O Tarlakshi after taking your meal will I have सौभाग्य
ग्रेट फॉर्चून
फॉर्चून दैट द वाटर मिक्स्ड विथ ग्लोव रोज फ्लावर द टेस्ट ऑफ एंड द फ्रेग्रेंट ऑफ वाटर इज लाइक गुलाब and Karpur mixed Karpur means
camphor
mixed so tasteful and fragrant water I will give you on your hands to wash and I will help you in washing hands and mouth Here, Taralakshi Taralakshi means Sripad Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times and wants to serve Srimati Radhika. Here there are two ways of remembering Krishna pastime. One aroh and second avaroh. You know aroha and avaroha,
ascending and descending.
Ascending means to do anything by or one try.
By one's own effort.
Effort. We should try our efforts to do anything. The remembrance is coming by our, we are trying and that is coming. This is ascending by our try. Bhakti, when we do sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, we try to do it. And another is automating coming from upward. When we try, there are so many difficulties. All other remembrance in this world, material, comes and stops that. When we chant, when we remember our Guru Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, or any other thing, sometimes we see that mind is not there, mind is somewhere. But if mantra comes himself there, no restriction, nothing. When by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of any associates of Krishna or by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnava, if the remembrance or bhakti comes, that is, when that comes before bhav, we should try and we try. But so many things are there. But when by mercy the pastimes of Krishna comes itself, then everything is right. No but difficulty or no obstacles come. It comes in spontaneous. This is the main difference between these two. When in nistha we can do it, in nistha we do naam, we chant Harine and we listen Harikatha. But there are so many obstacles in this. We realize it. But when bhav comes, if we try, that obstacle should come, but they will not come. So here in aroha pantha and avaroha pantha. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes, and it is coming in avaroha. Descending. So he is almost ananna.
Uninterrupted. Fixed.
And easily something is going on. But if it is aro, sometimes need, sleepness, idleness, so many another things will come. But there is a thing that if in any sadhak that descending is coming from by the mercy of pastimes or the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, it is coming, then it may be that that pastimes will not come in krama
order.
In order. Like Sukadeva Goswami, everything coming from up.
He is not trying to tell anything. Everything is coming automatically. That he has told that Mukharit. महान मुखरिता तस्मिन् महान मुखरिता मधुभिः चरित्र पीयूष अशेष परितः परितः प्रवन्ति ताजे पिबन्त निभ गाढ तृष्णा गाढ कर्णै तन्न स्पृशति त्रिड शोक मोह भय. हियर ही इज टेलिंग दैट इन श्रीमद् भागवतम तस्मिन् महान मुखरिता मधुभिः चरित्र. व्हेन इन ए डिवोटी रसिक डिवोटी तत्वज्ञ डिवोटी लाइक सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज गोइंग टू टेल एनी हरि कथा महान मुखरिता हरि कथा इटसेल्फ कम एंड दिस हरि कथा इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ. भगवान नेम इज हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण नो डिफरेंस अभिन्न अभिनत्सात नाम नामिनु. तो हरि कथा एंड कृष्ण इज द सेम. हियर हरि कथा एंड नंद नंदन नंद किशोर आराधा कांत आरास बिहारी इज सेम एज हरि कथा. तो फेन बाय द its mercy when Harikatha comes in a sadhak, not sadhak, devotee, rasik devotee. If anyone has chance to hear that Harikatha, that Harikatha is coming itself. So if any devotee has, sadhak has chance to hear, he has no desire of eating, drinking, no shok, no moha, no bhaya, everything goes away. Like Parikshit, he was hearing all this. He forget that after 7 days a snake will cut him. No shok, moha, bhaya. He was drowned in forgetfulness and realizing the taste of Hari Katha. This is Malli Hari Katha, West Hari Katha. Krishna comes and enters by the doors of here and comes here. And he removes everything. But in our heart, there are so many offenses and everything of this birth and past birth. And we have no hankering of Harikatha like Parikshit Maharaj. And we are not a kagrachit. We are thinking so many things, past and future now. There are so many things out there. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in Raghunath Das Goswami, that Harikatha, remembrance of the Harikatha is coming automatically. And if we hear by Sadha, everything will be washed away and we will be also able to hear like Raghunath Das Goswami, I remember. So here, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha, especially telling from birth to Dwarka Leela in 10th canto, his pastimes become upset. Upset means not in order.
Kramahin.
Kramahin. he is telling one katha of which will come in future, but he is telling first and this will come after that. In so many places it has been occurred like so. So Raghunath Das Goswami here in Bilap Kusmanjali has not written like Nishanta Leela, Pratar Leela, then Aparanha Leela, then Madhyanha Leela, and then Sayanga Leela, Nakta Leela, not in order. When he remembers, when that Leela comes itself, he is praying like this. Understand my bhav?
Yeah. This is
Swarasiki. And all Leelas are here, Nitya. So when that Leela comes in him, he describes and he prays like this. But if a man is in his sense and doing according to his remembrance, that is in Aroh Pantha, he will carefully do it in krama. But here there is no krama. So this is most powerful because pastimes are coming itself. And on sadhak, not so powerful. So he is remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that last night or last daytime when Radha, when Srimati Radhika went in Nanda Bhavan and preparing all these things, Amrit Keli, that is Piyush Bhatika. Piyush Bhatika, you know? Piyush mane Amrita. Piyush. Pine se Ajar Amar Aadmi ban jayega. When we drink it, it will be Ajar Amar. No death and nothing. That is called Piyush. And very, very madhu, sweet. At a time. That is called Piyush. And Bhatika means like
boil or patty.
When Radha and Krishna are sleeping in Nishanta Leela and Sakhi are peeping, they are seeing that Mayur and Kokil and everything are rising. These are beaming, and the air is blowing so dhire dhire,
slowly.
Very slowly. Everything is anukul of that Bilas. Anukul means everything is favorable for Krishna and Radha meeting. At that time, when they are roaring more, especially when Murgi.
Peacock. Hen.
Are noising. They feel disturbance and they somewhat do like this. They are sleeping and waking both. But more sleeping. After some time they woke. And they sat on the bed. Sakhi knew that this is the time of our services.
taking kasturi chandan, kumkum, flower and everything, samar, pejan, dhupdani, angardani. Angardani means the pot on which dhup and etc. ghee is given, and very good smell of that thing is coming. So taking everything, they at once entered the kund. The pile was then almost
ankles
was roaring like hansa, swan. They at once knew that some are coming, but as a half sleeping, they could not mark that who is coming. They entered Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari and some Manjari. At first, not Sakhi, na Priya Narma Sakhi, only these entered. They thought that they are sleeping and waking. So, Padma Seva, they give Piyush Bhatika in their mouth, not here Tambul. Because if they will give Tambul, Tambul will go here and disturb anything. Because they are not waking, they are sleeping. A Piyush Bhatika, it will give some rush and slowly they will come in wakeness. So they took it and became so pleased. After they wake and all pastimes are going on. Here, at that time, Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, Krishna is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. She means Rati Manjari, that is Bhanumati also, Tulsi Manjari also named, three names. As Manjulali has them, Leela Manjari also. So, every Sakhi has so many names also. According to Leela. So here, Tarlakshi Mane, she is seeing, she is remembering that past time. At that time, she is remembering the Purvarag of me, Purvarag. Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna anywhere. And her eyes are like a deer, which is so frightened. Frightened? Dargaya. And that deer is so bacha.
Baby.
Have you seen? And she is so frightened and seeing here and there. Srimati Radhika is doing like so. He remembering that at the time, Long Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari are coming there. You are hearing? They are telling, Rup Manjari is telling Srimati Radhika like this, trembling, Srimati Radhika, why you are so? Have anyone has taken your mind and fled away? I think that you are not here, only you are by body here. But anything your has been gone, stolen, I see, because your mind and everything is not here. Why you are going up and down, here and there, sometimes in home and sometimes out of home, outside of home. Why you are doing so? I see that Rupa Manjari is telling, and she is remembering who Rati Manjari, who is now going to serve Srimati Radhika. So these are the explanation of Tarlakshi. Why Tarlakshi? So Radhika has always Purvarag. Radhika has also is always like Ahisa. She is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Everything her is perpetual. In Srimati Radhika or in Gopis who are Nitya Siddha, there is no Purvarag, but yet Purvarag is always. If Srimad Bhagavata will told and everything will told, then yet there is Purvarag. If our Shraddha will be as Prem, but yet Shraddha will be there. Understand? If our Shraddha will come into Bhav, Asakti or Bhav or Mahabhav, but yet Shraddha will be there. So, in this perpetual Aprakita Leela, all things are there. If Krishna, Radha and Krishna had done Ras, there should be no Purvarag, worldly. But Srimati Radhika Purvarag is there. He is saying day and night, but yet Srimati Radhika sees that I have never seen Krishna. Or Krishna sees that I have never seen Srimati Radhika. This is Anurag. No. Naya means new and new becoming. This is the sign of Anurag.
Ever fresh.
Ever. So Purvarag is there. So he is remembering that in Purvarag, what are the signs of Radhika? Sakhi are coming and doing Parihas Narama Ukti. Parihas, you know?
Joking.
Eh? Joking. Parihas means having in their heart anything and telling anything. Man uchatan. If mind has been stolen by anyone, man uchatan. Srimati Radhika has no mind in any work doing. Always man uchatan means mind is not.
Mind is disturbed.
Mind
not concentrated.
And niswarsagat. She is doing. Why? Because she is not seeing Krishna. And kadamba kane. And she is looking where Krishna can be seen. Always in this. They are telling that why you have so your avastha. Avastha means why you have, why you are so. Now at this time we have no shame at all. In Purvarag also and here also. Your senses are not here, because if your senses are there, you are in senses. Your anchal means
border of the cloth.
This cloth is not on this, here and there, but you don't care. And if you are in senses, at once you will
cover
it. But now we see that here are your sasur, sas, and all are here. But you have no shame and anything. You are seeing that all are here, but you are not seeing. You are seeing that I am alone. No? Oh, we remember you that Vayase Kishori. In age, you are Kishori. And Rajkumari, not an ordinary girl. And after all, you are a very new bridegroom.
Wife. Newly married.
Newly married. So you should keep your shame so that anyone cannot laugh upon you. Kimba Abhilas, what you are desiring, tell us. We will help you. Why you are so anxious? We are not understanding. Even you should, we are your well-wisher. We will help you in every respect. Chandidas is telling, Chandidas is telling